This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security, and early warning systems are being built.
The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific, Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to French President Emmanuel Macron and the government of France for their support in organizing the event. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi on New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi welcomed the growing momentum in bilateral ties and expressed satisfaction at the deepening of India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership. Foreign Secretary David Lammy conveyed UK's strong interest in further enhancing cooperation across key sectors, including trade and investment, defence and security, technology, innovation and clean energy. He expressed confidence that the free trade agreement will unlock new economic opportunities for both the countries. He also strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and expressed support for India's fight against cross-border terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reaches Madurai in Tamil Nadu last night. He will chair a meeting of Tamil Nadu BJP State Core Committee in Madurai today. Mr. Shah will also visit historic Meenakshi Amman Temple, where he will have darshan. Mr. Shah would address party leaders and office bearers on election preparedness and also hold meetings with various stakeholders. The meetings is also expected to outline BJP's roadmap for the upcoming assembly elections. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad concluded its visit to Germany yesterday. During the visit, India's firm and principled position against terrorism found resonance across the top political leadership, decision-makers and think tanks, reinforcing depth of the India-Germany strategic partnership. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has ordered an increase in the compensation for the 11 families of those who died in stampede in Chennaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on Wednesday, raising the amount to 25 lakh rupees each. Previously, the government had announced rupees 10 lakh in compensation per family. The Royal Challengers Bengaluru franchise has announced rupees 10 lakh compensation for the deceased, while the Karnataka State Cricket Association has announced rupees 5 lakh in this regard. Delhi police has detained 66 Bangladeshi nationals living illegally in the city for several years. Police said the detainees, who had been residing in northwest Delhi without valid documents, are being processed for deportation to Bangladesh. Indian astronauts Subhanshu Shukla and three others are set to embark on Axiom Space's fourth human spaceflight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Tuesday. The Axiom 4 mission marks India's return to space after 41 years since Rakesh Sharma's historic space flight on board Russia's Soyuz mission in 1984. In men's singles, at the French Open Tennis, 2025 world number one and three-time Grand Slam winner Yannick Sinner of Italy will renew his rivalry with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain when the two meet in the men's singles final of the French Open 2025 today. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In women's doubles, number two seeded Italian pair Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini will face Kazakhstan's Anna Danilina paired with Serbia's Alexandra Krunic for the title today. Yesterday, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number one Belarusian Arina Sabalenka in a thrilling women's singles final, clinching her maiden Roland Garros title and second Grand Slam crown. And that is the end of this news bulletin.